From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, told an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council that the United States would not wait for another resolution because Syrian President Assad had apparently used chemical weapons on his own people.
Further delay by compromising with Russia for a watered-down resolution would have only strengthened Assad. Strengthening Assad will only lead to more murders. We were not going to allow that.
The U.S. attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical attack that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including children, were killed in that attack that drew wide international condemnation. Meanwhile, Syria's main ally, Russia, is condemning the U.S. attack. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said the attack will inflict major damage on U.S.-Russia ties and was in violation of international law. Russia's deputy U.N. ambassador, Vladimir Safronkov, was also critical of the U.S. He said America's appeal to move forward the political process, they are hypocritical after this military attack, unfortunately. In response to the U.S. attacks, Russia said it was suspending an agreement to avoid accidental conflicts between the U.S. and Russian military aircraft operating in Syrian airspace. The U.S. strike against Syria, a key Russian ally, has heightened attention on U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia next week. It's unclear if the action will impact Tillerson's meeting with his counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has accepted an invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to make a visit to Beijing later this year, although no date has been set. The news came at the conclusion of their two-day summit at Trump's Florida retreat. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told reporters Friday that the United States has a 100-day action plan on trade with China, but offered few additional details. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the two leaders discussed North Korea and said the U.S. and China share a commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula and agreed to increase cooperation to achieve that goal. Authorities in western Myanmar says a ferry carrying scores of wedding guests capsized in the Nagawan River, killing 20 people. Emergency workers said the ferry collided with another boat. Officials said at least 9 people are missing and 30 have been rescued so far. Sweden is observing a national day of mourning Saturday following what the prime minister described as a terrorist attack in Stockholm. Stefan Löfven is Sweden's prime minister.
We are determined never to let the values that we treasure, democracy, human rights, and freedom, to be undermined by hatred.
A truck plowed into pedestrians outside a busy department store in Stockholm Friday, killing 4 people and injuring 15 others. Police arrested a man described as a person of interest. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Friday's attack. Sweden's government offices will fly flags at half-staff on Saturday in memory of the victims. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, bringing a contentious 14-month partisan battle to a close after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Gorsuch is a stellar addition to the high court. The final confirmation vote came after the Senate Republicans rewrote the rules, voting to eliminate the 60-vote filibuster threshold on Supreme Court nominees. Leading Senate Democrat Charles Schumer of New York says that move could make the court more partisan. The victory gives President Trump's 49-year-old nominee a lifetime spot on the high court and his party a much-needed political win after failing to pass legislation on health care and other issues. And Venezuela's opposition leader, Enrique Capriles, says authorities have banned him from public office for 15 years. There was no immediate comment from the Venezuelan government. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and a celebration of the 77th birthday of one of the greats of jazz history, living legend of keyboards, the great composer Herbie Hancock. NEA Jazz Master Herbie Hancock, the master pianist, composer, band leader, musical visionary, one of the most unique and versatile players in all of jazz history, 77 years old on the 12th of April. And April is Jazz Appreciation Month, a great time to celebrate his birthday and the birthday of other greats of jazz history born in this month. The theme for Jazz Appreciation Month around the world this year, celebrating the 100th birthday of Ella Fitzgerald, is the effect of women in jazz. And we've heard already, last hour, from Billie Holiday, who would be 102 years old if she were around today. She was born on the 7th of April in 1915. And Ella Fitzgerald, born on the 25th of April in 1917, would be 100 years old. Now, we heard some of their early work, the original recordings from back in the 20th century. We're going to hear this hour what Ella and Billy would sound like if they were around today, with some 21st century remixed versions of some of their classics. But let's begin with some new music from a great master of the vibes, Steve Nelson. With the help of some of his esteemed colleagues, he calls this album Brothers Under the Sun, and he dedicates it to the memory of a gentleman who meant a lot to him, Mulgrew Miller, who passed away not very long ago. He does a number of Mulgrew Miller songs on this album, including this one, Eastern Joy Dance. Steve Nelson on the vibes leading the band on VOA's Jazz America. the album, Billie Holiday, remixed and reimagined. That's You're So Desirable, one of her classic songs, in a different musical setting for the 21st century. And as I said, maybe that's what Billie Holiday would sound like if she were around today. Well, great artists like her never leave us, do they? Herbie Hancock is still around and going strong at the age of 77 as of the 12th of April. Happy birthday, Herbie Hancock. Let me share with you now some conversation I enjoyed with Herbie Hancock at a special event at the Whitney Museum of Art in New York City, where he revealed some of his interpersonal feelings about life. And we'll follow that with one of his modern jazz classics, Butterfly, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Situations themselves don't contain pressure. And this is why two people that can have a similar situation that can happen to them, one can take it in stride and the other one can be completely stressed out by it. Because the situation doesn't contain that. What we do as a result of that situation, you know, how we resolve it, or how, well, like I said, what we do with it determines whether it's going to, whether the source of stress is going to come from your life or not. Uh-huh. It comes from your life.
Yes.
You know, and so, I believe that one of the main points of life is to try to make everything work, no matter what comes your way. Try to figure out a way to make it work. To make your life work means ultimately doing it moment to moment.
Mm, yes.
And to make it work in the best way, not just for yourself, but for the world that you live in.
from his very electric and modern release, This Is the Drum, an updated version of his classic song, Butterfly. That is the great Herbie Hancock. And here's another April birthday to celebrate. He would be 90 years old if he were around today. The great baritone saxophone master Jerry Mulligan, born on the 6th of April in 1927. With the help of Dave Grusin, Dave Samuels, John Scofield, and Grover Washington Jr., here's one of his last recorded efforts from the album Dragonfly. Jerry Mulligan on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Well, that was some fun stuff, wasn't it? Jerry Mulligan and his quartet with some very special guests. John Scofield on guitar, Grover Washington Jr., Dave Samuels on the vibes, Dave Grusin on piano, and a song with a very whimsical title, Oh, Mr. Saunter. Yes, Mr. Finnegan, I like that whimsical title, and I love that music from the late Jerry Mulligan, who would have been 90 years old on the 6th of April. Do you know that Ella Fitzgerald would have been 100 years old on the 25th of April? We'll celebrate her next, but first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And not long ago, I received a long message from Satoshi Nishimoto. He lives in the Fukui City section of Tokyo. And he wrote me a long letter saying, I love Jazz America on the weekend. I've also been playing drums in an amateur band. And he went on in his note to say how much he loved the amazing Antonio Sanchez. He also said, listening to your broadcast, you can share your thinking with the other listeners and the other listeners sharing their thinking with us, I feel happy. I'll report again. Thank you. Well, thank you, Satoshi. And just for you and anyone out there who loves the sound of great jazz vocalists, here's one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. Brought up to date for the 21st century, I'll add, with this updated version with a remix from the Verve Remix 2 album of Slap the Bass. Ladies and gentlemen, Ella Fitzgerald on VOA's Jazz America.
How y'all doing? This is Wynton Marcellus urging you to please support Jazz Appreciation Month. We're going to try to make Jazz Appreciation Month into Jazz Appreciation Decade.
Jazz, born in America and enjoyed worldwide. For more information, visit www.smithsonianjazz.org.
the great Wynton Marsalis from his 1982 debut album simply titled Wynton Marsalis and his version of the Tony Williams composition, Sister Cheryl. And guess whose debut album came out 20 years before that in 1962? The album Taken Off, Herbie Hancock. And guess who produced the album you just heard from by Wynton? Herbie Hancock. Herbie Hancock produced that, also played piano on the song you just heard, along with Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums, Branford Marsalis, Wynton's brother, on saxophone, and Wynton on the trumpet. Speaking of Herbie Hancock, more conversation with him now, followed by one of his groundbreaking classics, The Very Electric Rocket, from his album Future Shock. Herbie Hancock, celebrating his 77th birthday this week, and we're celebrating during April, Jazz Appreciation Month, here on VOA's Jazz America.
I just wonder, how do the ideas, the concepts for each different project spark in your mind? Do you consult with other folks? Do you sit by yourself on the mountains in Aspen and just say, this sparked in my head, I think I'll do this? How do those things come? How do those concepts come?
First of all, what I do is play music. Being a musician is something I do. What I am, above all and always, is a human being. And so, as a human being, I realize that inspiration and the value of music, the real true value of music, doesn't come from the structure and the academic side of music itself. Music expresses life. And so I can glean some inspiration or a concept from either someone else that may make a suggestion or just the influences that happen to me just from daily life that can be the spark that ignites an interest in the beginnings of a concept that I might use for a new record. It could be something I read in the paper. It could be a proposal for someone like Gershwin's World. And I got this proposal from a guy named Bob Sadin, who wound up being the record producer. Mm. But the concept really started with him. And we both kind of developed it to the stage of what it became, you know, on the recording. All the ideas don't come from me. That's what I'm trying to say. I like the idea of harmonic potential of human beings working together. The orchestra of life, if you want to call it that. You know, and to be open to perhaps a way to break some of the rules or some of the conventions in the way things have normally been done. And trying to find other ways of looking at things. Because the truth of the matter is, what I really believe is that any situation can be looked at from an infinite number of ways.
Yes.
And it's up to you to find another creative way to look at it and exercise your creativity in doing so.
Herbie certainly exercised the creativity with his investigation of electronic music on the album Future Shock. And from that, here's the classic Rocket on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. Great Herbie Mann, the title cut from Memphis Underground. And that gives us a chance to wish Mr. Herbie Mann a very happy birthday. He would be 87 if he were around today, born on the 16th of April in 1930. Larry Coryell joined him on guitar on that song. He died at 73 earlier this year. This is Russ Davis. Join me on the next edition of Jazz America as we continue our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April with our annual installation of the NEA Jazz Masters. The 2017 class includes Dee Dee Bridgewater, Dick Hyman, Dave Holland, and Dr. Lonnie Smith. We'll celebrate them on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?